Blog Talk Radio.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on this day, this beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're glad in it on tonight. We just want to give God thanks. We want to give God praise. Amen. For his goodness and for his grace, and amen for his faithfulness towards us as the people, as his people. Amen. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And we just give God praise. We come to give God thanks. We come to give him praise on tonight for all of his goodness towards us. We just thank him, amen, for his goodness towards men, amen, towards the whole earth, amen. We just come to tell him tonight that we appreciate him, amen. Truly the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And we want to welcome you here, each and every one of you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you for coming out to join us. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the service of the Lord on today. Amen. Jesus, truly the Lord did bless on today. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise. Amen. Jesus, it's just good when we can assemble ourselves together. Amen. When we can assemble ourselves together. Amen, on one accord, amen. And I just give God thanks and I give God praise for him just being God all by himself. Glory be to God. Just he being God all by himself. Glory to God, as the song said, he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy, people of God, worthy of the praises, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, amen. And we just, again, thank God for him allowing us to assemble here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for each and every one of you for joining in with us from all over the world. Amen. Wherever you're calling in from, wherever you're listening in from, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We're just so grateful that you have decided to come and join us in this worship service on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord is doing great things. He's doing great things right before our eyes, and we just give God thanks, and we just give him praise. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, no matter what it looks like, glory to God, we're not moved by what we see. Amen. For our hope is built on nothing less, glory be to God, than Jesus Christ, amen, and his righteousness, amen. Glory to God. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, glory be to God, but we solely trust on his precious name, amen. So we thank God for you, those that are listening by radio. We thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in with us from all over the world. We have so many people, amen, that are just listening in from all over the world. As we understand, our reach now is well over 34 countries, and we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God thanks. We give him honor. We give him glory. Amen. We just mentioned just a few. Amen, Jesus, if you're listening in from Cambodia. Amen, Jesus, or from Bermuda. Glory to God, or from Guatemala or Guyana. Amen, from Brazil, France, or Ireland. Glory be to God, from Italy. Amen, Jesus, Denmark, wherever you're listening from, Spain, the Ukraine, Russia, China, Iraq, Pakistan. Glory to God, wherever you're listening from, amen. Glory to God, down even to South Africa, Jamaica, Philippines. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening in. Amen. Thank you for telling people about the Prayer News Network. Thank you for continuing to come and join us. Glory be to God. We just give God praise. We give God thanks. We give him praise. Again, we give him thanks for you for coming to join us. Amen. Those of you, amen, Jesus, that are plugging in via Facebook, we thank God for you as well. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We thank you for, amen, your sharing. Amen. If you're sharing, if you're able to share, glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. For sharing the Prayer News Network Global with someone. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, we're just grateful. Amen. We just cannot say it enough. Amen. How grateful we are for you joining in with us. And again, for you telling someone about the Prayer News Network Global. People of God, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast. You can get the broadcast. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. But we want you to get it and share it. Get it, listen to it, share it, get it, and study it. Go back into the scriptures. Amen. Go back into the scriptures, glory to God, that have been declared. Glory be to God. Go back in. Amen. Listen at it again. Amen. Jesus, I guarantee you missed something. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As you're coming in, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and tell somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. Let them know that we're live. Amen, Jesus. And just ask them to come and worship with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Ask them to come. Ask them to come. We got to compel them to come. Listen, people of God, if we don't compel them to come, they may never come. Amen. But we've got to do our part and open up our mouths and let the people know that we're here. Invite them to come. Invite them to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. If they're listening on Facebook, all they have to do is go to, amen, our Prayer News Network page. Amen. They can actually go out there, amen, Jesus, and just click on the link. Amen. Click on our logo, our Prayer News Network Global logo with the dove. Amen. Glory to God. Just click on that link right there, and you will be joined in even as we broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. We thank God again for all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the service of the Lord on today. Amen, Jesus. We certainly did. Amen. The Lord did come in. The Lord blessed. And it's just a beautiful thing to see God moving upon his people. Amen. See him moving by his spirit. And people of God, listen, when the Lord comes in to touch you, you better know that he's not coming just to make you feel good. Amen. But he's coming to evoke change. He's coming to cause change to come into your life. This is why, amen, he's coming, people of God. He's making us. We're being transformed. We're being changed. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're being changed. We're being changed. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We are being changed. Amen. Glory to God into his image and into his likeness. Glory to God. He's changing us that we can be more like him. Amen, Jesus. He's changing us, people of God, changing our thought processes, changing our minds, changing our hearts. Glory be to God. Taking out those stony, glory to God, ways, amen, that we have within us, those ways that are not pleasing unto him. Glory be to God. But when he touches us, amen, amen. People of God, you better know he's evoking change. He's evoking change. He's shining his light. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, because he wants us to be just like him. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We're thanking him again for each and every one of you for coming on out. Thank you for telling someone about the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Thank you. Amen, Jesus. We want to thank God for, amen, him. Amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus. He's ahead of this line. We just thank God. Amen, Jesus. We thank God, amen, that he chose us to be a part of his work. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, because he could have chose anybody, amen, but he chose us. And so for that, we give him thanks, we give him praise, amen. Glory to God, it's his plan, his program, amen. Howsoever he desires, wherever he leads us, people of God, there we're going to follow. So we thanking the Lord, amen, for him on tonight, amen. I just thanking, glory to God, for saving me and sanctifying me. Glory to God, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and with the mighty burning fire, amen. And it's that fire, people of God, that fuels our desire, that fuels our desire to, as the song said, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Amen. Glory be to God. You can't stop now. We can't stop now. Glory to God. We cannot stop now, but we have got to continue to move forward in the Lord. We got to continue. Glory be to God. We must continue. Glory to God. We cannot stop. Amen. So we thank God for the fire. For the fire keeps us moving. It keeps us moving and moving in the right direction. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For my celestial intercessor. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord. Glory be to God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James on tonight. And thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And thanking the Lord on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Just want to thank God as well on tonight for the First Lady of our ministry, Mother Carrie James. Amen. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. Continue to lift the family up in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. The man of God has transitioned. Glory be to God. Seems like sometimes it just seems like it was yesterday. But we just want to keep, amen, the First Family lifted up in prayer. Amen. Jesus and everyone, amen, that has experienced loss. Keep the people of God lifted up in prayer. If ever there was a time we needed others to pray for us, that time is now. But it is through prayer, people of God, that we are sustained. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves going on. Glory to God. Sometimes we don't feel the impact of what we're going through. But you better know somebody is making intercession for you. Somebody is calling your name before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I say, people of God, sometimes, amen, if you forget to call my name, just think on me. Think on me while you're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just think on me. Glory to God. Just let me cross your mind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I tell you, in that, people of God, what concerns us concerns the Lord. Amen. We may not always lay it out, even though we can cast our cares upon him. Glory be to God. But people of God, listen, we must know that he truly cares for us and that he's watching over us. If he watched over the little old sparrow, you've got to know that he's watching over us. Amen. He's careful, for he knows the very hairs of our head. Glory to God. If there was the whole world and our hair shedded, glory be to God, he would know exactly whose head it came from. Wow. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. That's love. That's care. That's particular. That's our God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For our advisors, each and every one of them, we bless the Lord for this group of men and women of God. Amen. Jesus, that love the Lord. They come, amen, no ulterior motives, but to be a help in ministry. Amen. Several of them have, amen, Jesus, their hands full in their own ministries or in their own local assemblies, but they avail themselves. Yes, they avail themselves to come and be a part and to help this Prayer News Network Global continue to move forth in the earth. And we thank the Lord for them. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each of you, people of God, that always come to the line, your dedication, your commitment to be here. Amen. We thank the Lord, your steadfastness. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for all of our pastors. Glory to God, our apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you. We bless God for you. We bless the Lord for you. for coming to this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead. People of God, go ahead, go ahead. Amen, Jesus. And invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be a part, amen, of, again, this worship experience. Invite them to come, people of God. Invite them to come and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that we did, amen. Several of us, amen, went to our local assemblies on today. Glory be to God. So we're not going to, amen, hold you long. Glory be to God, because we know that you've got to, amen, get refreshed. Amen. You're getting ready to get refreshed. Amen. For, amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. We're having some problems. Amen. I think we must have gone through another upgrade. Glory to God. Amen. We have a couple of people that are trying to get on the line, but they're not coming through. So if you could bear with us, okay. Amen. If you can just bear with us, amen, so that we can try to get everyone on. I think we went through another system upgrade. Looks like, amen, our numbers have fluctuated. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, glory to God, for those that are not able to get on, amen, hopefully they can send us a text message and let us know that if we need to do a workaround number, we can, amen, because anytime there's a system upgrade, we seem to lose a lot of people until we can get those workaround numbers back. We can get those workaround numbers for everyone to get in. Amen. And I think for the most part, everybody is affected except Verizon, I think it is. And there may be one other carrier that's not affected when they do those system upgrades. But nevertheless, amen, Jesus, if you hear of anybody that says that they're not able to get on, we want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know so that we can try to get those workaround numbers for them. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, as I stated, we're not going to hold you long. Glory to God. We do realize that. Amen, Jesus. Again, amen, we were in service earlier today, so we're not going to try to hold you. We're not going to try to overshadow what you heard. Amen, Jesus. We just want to add a little bit to it. Amen. Add a little bit dessert to it. Amen, Jesus. So tonight, glory to God, we will be, amen, the platform tonight will be Ollie's Hour. Amen, Jesus. And she's just going to come and she's going to talk to us, give us some food for thought. Amen. Give us something to think about. Amen. Just something to think about. Glory be to God. So hallelujah. So that, amen, our minds can be entertained. Amen. On something good so that we can think on these good things. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. As we stated, that tonight will be Ollie's Hour. Amen, Jesus. The woman of God will be coming just to talk with us. Amen. And again, give us something to kind of think about. Glory to God. But we do want to sanctify the line. Amen. We do want to sanctify the line on tonight. So we ask you that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Bring your hearts and minds in on tonight.
The recording has started.
As we prepare, amen, Jesus, for what the Lord will, what the Lord will give to us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So bring your hearts and your mind in on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Let us, amen, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us just bow down and worship him on tonight, because he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Come on and let's lift him on tonight. Glory to God. As you begin to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Let your soul cry out, hallelujah. Let your soul begin to rejoice in the Lord. Let your soul begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you for your goodness. We bless you on tonight, oh God. We bless you for your grace. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory be to God. Blessing you for your goodness. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory be to God because you're good to us. Glory be to God. And had it not been you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be, what we would do. Amen, Jesus. We would be lost. But we thank you on tonight, Father, that you gave your life. Glory to God. You gave your life that we might live. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your covenant-keeping God, with your covenant people. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for grafting us in. Glory be to God. For we, oh God, that did not know God, that did not know you, Father, but we're thanking you on tonight that you came and you gave your life. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless your precious name on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God, for you are our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, you are our God. And Jehovah, we thank you on tonight and the sheep of your pastor. And we come on tonight to give you thanks. We come on tonight, glory to God, to thank you for another day that you've kept us. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for this day, this hour, this time. Glory to God that you've set aside. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, hallelujah. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And Father, we're in the world, oh God, but we're not of this world. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for kingdom. We're thanking you for kingdom, glory be to God, for you're our king. And we come on tonight to pay your homage. We come on tonight to glorify your name. We come on tonight to bless your name. We come on tonight, hallelujah, to tell you that we thank you one more time. We come on tonight, glory to God, to just bless you, oh God, for all that you've done, for your goodness, for your mercies toward us. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. Father, but if we had tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise you. It wouldn't be enough to thank you. Glory to God. But we're in this hour, in this time, we're asking you, God, ever. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Father, we're asking you to forgive our sins. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Forgive us. Glory be to God as only you can. Oh God, anything that we've done wrong, anything that we've said wrong, Father, we're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of our transgressions, our iniquity, oh God. We're asking you to pardon on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look on us tonight, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit. Renew a Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, glory to God, the spirit of truth in the name of Jesus. Truth on the inside. Oh God, for you desire truth on the inside. And we come on tonight, glory to God. We come because we need more of you. We come on tonight, oh God, and we say, make us and mold us, oh God, after thine own will. Make us and mold us, oh God, into the people that you would have us to be. Make us and mold us, oh God, into that people, oh God, that you ordain before the foundation of the earth. Make us and mold us, oh God. Surely a Messiah, oh God, make us and mold us on tonight. Oh God, glory to God, according to thy will, according to thy way, according to thy divine purpose, in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking you, glory to God, to move all over the land. Move all over the land on tonight. Move, glory to God, in Russia. Move in Cambodia. Move in China on tonight. Move in Italy on tonight. Move in Spain on tonight. Move, oh God, in Washington, D.C. Move, glory to God, in Utah. Move, glory be to God, in California. Move in Texas. Move in Mexico. Move in Florida. Move in Georgia. In the name of Jesus. Father, hey God, yeah, no, son. Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. We're asking you to do it on tonight. Move by your spirit. Move, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Move, oh God, even in the rainforest. Move, oh God, of South America. Move, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Move in the isles of the sea. Oh, God, move as only you can. Father, move all over the world. Move all over the world, but we need you. Father, move in healing. Ah, yeah.
Oh, God, move on the Labahaya. Father, move in the name of Jesus. Move, glory be to God. Move, Ashaba. Oh, God, move on the Labahaya. Oh, God, move on behalf of your people. Glory to God. Move on behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. Cause thy will to be done, thy will and thy will alone. Cause thy divine and thy divine will to be done, oh God, in the midst of your people. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Father, save, 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 save to the utmost. Save, Abraham. Oh, God, save, glory to God. Save, glory to Messiah. Father, bring about some victory on tonight. Oh, God, to those that are not saved. Father, we're asking you all tonight to shine your light. Shine your light, glory to God, in the midst of us, your people. Shine your light upon this line. Shine your light, oh, God, upon these airways. Shine your light, glory be to God. Shine your light, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause us to see our sin. Oh, God, cause us to be yielding unto you. Father, save, save, save. Oh, God, save by grace. Save, glory be to God. Oh, God, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it. Glory be to God. Do it. Oh, God, do it in the bedroom. Do it. Oh, God, in the living rooms. Do it on tonight. Oh, God, those that are sitting in the cars, those on tonight. Oh, God, that are sitting in jobs, those that are sitting. Oh, glory be to God, alone, looking for answers. But, Father, we're asking that you will move, cause your angels that you've given charge over us to minister to your people, to minister, glory to God. Oh, God, cause the word of witness, glory to God, that they once heard. Oh, God, cause that very word to be quickened, cause that word to be brought alive. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hold on, Father. In the name of Jesus, that word, oh, God, breathe upon that word that they've heard, that word of hope, that word of truth on tonight. Glory to God, breathe on higher, breathe upon it tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. Father, do it for your people. Hallelujah. Oh, galabashesha. Ooh, glory to my God. Do it tonight. Yeah, ba, 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 ba. Ooh, God, saying tonight. In the name of Jesus, save. Ooh, God, save your people from their sin. Save. Ooh, God, save and fill. Oh, God, with your precious Holy Ghost. Feel on tonight. Feel on tonight. Give your people an experience on tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Do it, Father. Do it. Oh, God, do it on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would heal on tonight. Father, that you would heal minds. Heal minds on tonight. Heal, glory to God, even in the broken places. Heal, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, oh, God, in the name of Messiah. God, heal. Oh, God, heal the hurts. Heal the hearts on tonight. Glory to God. Hear the hearts cry on tonight. Glory be to God. Those that are longing, 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 oh, God, longing, Father, we're asking that you would restore on tonight. Restore, restore, restore on tonight. For you are the restorer. Father, you restore our souls. Father, restore on tonight those that are hurt, those that are downtrodden. Those, oh, God, oh, God, those that cannot find their way out, Father, but tonight, Father, you are the repairer of the breach, and we're asking on tonight, glory to God, that you would do it for your people. Do it for your people. Those that are looking for love, those that are looking for love, they're looking for love. Call them to know, oh, glory, oh, God, call them to know, call them to know, call them to feel your love, that you are love. Oh, God, you're the one that they're looking for. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you for moving by your anointing on tonight. We're thanking you for your word. We're thanking you this night. Father, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the good work that you've begun in each and every one of us. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. We thank you. Glory to God, we thank you on tonight. Father, now we ask that you have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way on this line. Have your way, oh God, among this people. Father, we're asking that you would anoint your woman servant on tonight. Anoint, glory to God, as she drop choice jewels. Oh, God, the choice jewels that shall fall from our lips, oh, God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Now, Father, we ask that you have your way. Have your way on tonight, glory to God. Lead, God, and direct on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Lead, God, and direct, oh, God, and say, God, even on the ayah, oh, God, even tonight. Lead, God, and direct, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Speak to your servant on tonight. And we're thanking you for your word. Thank you for your liberating word. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you for the sweet fellowship on tonight, the sweet, sweet fellowship, glory to God, of the unity of faith on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for your peace. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your truth. Now, Father, we're asking that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your blood on tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, oh, God, and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for leading us on tonight. We thank you. We bless your precious name. Glory be to God. And we do declare as sons of God, there shall be no backlash. There shall be no retaliation. We forbid it. As sons of God, we thank you on tonight that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We thank you tonight for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you for these things in our hearts on tonight, our minds, our spirit on tonight. Say amen. 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 Amen on tonight. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We're just thanking him, amen, again for bringing us here together. Amen, Jesus. And we, glory to God, again, we're endeavoring to not hold you long. Amen. We know that you've already been in the presence of the Lord on today. Glory be to God. This is just a little appetizer on tonight. Amen. Just to give you some food for thought. Amen. Just something else to think about. Amen. And tonight we're so grateful. Amen. Jesus, to have, glory be to God, the platform with us on tonight. Amen. Jesus, Ali's Hour. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For this woman of God. She's one of our advisors. Amen. Glory be to God. She is, amen, I would say, amen, one of our charter advisors. Glory to God. When the PNN was just getting off the line, getting off the ground, amen, Jesus, she was a sounding board. She and Evangelist Stamper, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. I would consult these women of God. What do you think? You know, oh, but what about this and what about that? Amen, Jesus. So these women of God, they have been sounding boards, amen, they're prayer warriors, people of God, amen, and we thank God for them, and they do remain, and we thank God for both of them, amen, she and the Evangelist Stamper, amen, Jesus, like I said, amen, they were the sounding boards, amen, even as the Lord was developing the PNN in the earth, amen, thank God on tonight, amen, glory be to God, and for the gift and gifting that he has placed within her. Amen, the platform whereby he's given her to come and share jewels, amen, on current events, amen, and things that are going on in the earth, just something to think about, amen. Glory be to God, because listen, if we listen to these other news channels, people of God, listen, we will be so downtrodden, amen, Jesus, because they do a mighty fine job of bringing so much negativity. Amen. But we thank God for the PNN, amen, coming to lift those burdens, to lift some of that, amen, that you've heard, and, amen, enable you, amen, to have a different perspective, amen. It's what heaven said. It's what God says about it, amen. It's already in the book, amen, as one of my friends often said, amen. Glory be to God. It's in the 66. Amen. It's in one of the 66, everything that we need. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Coming to us from, amen, Lawrenceville, Atlanta, Georgia, amen, by way of EPC Nation. Glory be to God and the other ministries that she's affiliated with. We thank God on tonight for Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you.
God bless you.
And bless your endeavors and the work of your hand. We do honor the Lord tonight for being God all by himself. We glorify the name of the Lord for all he is doing. We praise God for the Holy Ghost. We thank and we praise God for his anointing. We praise God for his word. We glorify God for leadership. We thank and we praise God for his set gift that he has placed in the earth and throughout the world. We thank and we praise God for every apostle that are called, chosen, and ordained, and predestinated by the mind of God. And every apostle, every prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, and helps. We praise God for the body of Christ, the body as a whole that he has called and chosen in this hour, even before time. We thank and we praise God. We were thought of. We was already in his heart. We was already in his mind. And we thank and we praise God for that tonight. And we just want to thank and praise God for my leaders. I thank and praise God for your leaders. We thank and we praise God for every leader that is called and chosen by God. We praise God for them doing the work of the Lord. We thank God for them. We thank God for you taking the time just to come tonight. And I won't be praying that I won't be before you long, because I do realize the time is already spent, and knowing that you all have children and you all have families and you all have jobs that you got to tend to. And I praise God that the Lord have still provided that we can come together just for a little while, just to dwell and to fellowship in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we praise God for the PNN network. And Minister Brett already said, all those countries, the far and near, and cities and states, thank God for many, many, many states that she called tonight and call out tonight. I praise God for that prayer that goes before God that she called out tonight. But I won't be before you long, as I said. I just want to thank God for all that he's doing, saints, because he's doing great things. In the midst of everything going on, he's still great. And tonight, if the Lord will permit it to be so, I'm talking to myself, number one, first of all. And the word of God comes to me first of all, first. And then you got to seek it and see yourself first in the word. Because God calls the preacher to be first partaker of the word of God. And that we don't use the word of God for a case of the cause, no one to stumble, but use the word of God and let it be a profound call, souls of men, for a change and to make ready for the groom, the bridegroom, because he's coming. He's coming tonight, we will be talking about there's a wedding. There's a wedding. They're not just doing any kind of wedding, but there's a royal wedding. There's a royal wedding that's taking place. When you're going to have a wedding, you make plans for that wedding. And this real talk, when you're going to get married or you get proposed to, and sometimes women, you know we do, we start planning before we even get a boat. We start planning from a young girl up. Before we even get to dating good, we already know, said what kind of wedding we want, what kind of house we want, what kind of husband we want. We make plans when we just a young girl, plan for marriage for our husband, and we start thinking about that as a young age. And therefore, and when we start dating, and sometimes that first date we'll ask you to marry us. And sometimes you'll date for a period of time, and some a long time and won't get asked. And maybe the second one will ask to marry him. Mm-hmm. But that's a wedding, not any kind of wedding taking place. A royal wedding. A royal wedding. A feast. A royal feast. And when you look at those that get married, when you look at princes, you look at dukes, and you look at queens, and you look at kings getting married, they lay out everything. And you see the crown and everything, and how they lay everything out for this special occasion. They start planning, then they go to different places. They just don't get just no anybody to make the garment. That garment. Uh-huh. And sometimes that garment is kept secret until the day of the wedding. Sometimes that garment is kept on the lock and key. Mm-hmm. That nobody knows what it looked like until the day of the wedding. Mm-hmm. No one knows but the bride and the seamster. Mm-hmm. And so that's a wedding taking place. And we got to make sure we got on the right garment. And we got to make sure we get the right seamster. There's a wedding. There's a wedding. There's a wedding. And then you, after you get that and you do all your planning, and then you decide who you want to be in your wedding. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people be your friend when they know that you're planning on getting married. There's so many people wants to be in your wedding. And then there's some you haven't spoke to in many years. They want to remind you of your childhood. And they want to remind you of your high school and college. And become patient to the wedding. Mm-hmm. Real talk. They want an invitation, not just to the wedding, but to be in the wedding. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there are some you haven't been friends with but a short period of time. But you find that person to be faithful and true. And maybe the one you've been friendship for 15 years have not remained faithful and true. Mm-hmm. Because when you remain faithful in truth, everything you know about a person, you don't reveal it just because you had a disagreement. Real talk. And you got to choose wisely about who you place in your wedding. And so there's a wedding getting, there's a wedding taking place, and there's a groom. And there's a garment being prepared for us. And we're going to kind of hit from Matthew 22. It's going to be a couple of many different angles, but I want us to us here. And so you get many different calls. You'll ask first before you waste unnecessary money to send to buy all those invitations, because you don't want a lot of invitations left on your hands. But now Facebook and Messenger and all the other stuff, you get invitation like, Pastor, how much food? And feed him, you know what I'm saying? And then some people knowing from Jump Street they're not coming. It's no secret they're not coming. It may be a secret to you that they're not coming, but they already know they're not coming. But they will tell you're coming. Yeah, because the secret went out and the call was made. The invitation to come and to make sure that they follow up and ask you to come. And sometimes the one that helped planning the wedding, they will do their check and then they'll tell you to And people will say, I'm coming. And knowing that you're not coming, and you got to spend out all that unnecessary money because they say, I'm coming. And there are some you invite, not going to give you an answer one way or the other. And they know they're just not going to answer. There's a wedding. There's a wedding. Well, where's she coming from? I'm glad someone asked me the question. Where's she coming from? A wedding. From Matthew tells us 22, for many, we're going to deal with the word many are called, but few are chosen to be in that wedding. And sometimes you ask people to be in your wedding, they'll say yes. My pleasure to be in the wedding. Call them, you ask them, you call them, you ask them. They say yes. Knowing they have no intention to be in your wedding. Why? Because there's jealousy has stirred up. Who is she to get married before me? Oh, she's not that beautiful. And who in the world looked over me for her? Well, there's a wedding taking place, saints. Calls have gone out. Invitations have gone out. And it's a yes. You got 10 that you have asked to be in the wedding, but you invited 200. Mm-hmm. And out of those 10, maybe, let's say 4 are going to drop off, but they won't tell you they're dropping off. They're not going to tell you I'm not going to be in it. And if you got to pay for the dress and all the jewelry and stuff that they got to wear, only thing they got to pay for is the shoes. Or maybe you're going to pay for the jewelry and the shoes, and they got to pay for the dress. Then you say, well, if you just tell me when you're going to have the money, and then I'm going to go ahead and get it done now, and you send me your size, you have them fitted and everything, and it gets the dress order and everything, but they knowing they not coming. You don't find out until the day of your wedding that they not don't come. Now you got more men than you do women. And sometimes the men will do likewise. Let's get to what I'm coming from. There's a wedding. Many are called, but few are chosen. There's a very few chosen to be in this wedding. Many was called to participate. Many was invited. But there's only select elect people that will be chosen to be in it. What does that mean? Men are called. Men are called. Men are invited to the kingdom. Men are called. Many are invited to the kingdom. But only those who have been chosen and have received Christ will be able to come to this royal wedding. Those that the blood has been applied to their life gonna be able to come to the wedding. I wanna ask a question. Do you agree or do you disagree? Only those could come to this royal wedding. Those who have been chosen and have received Christ will be able to come to this wedding. The king sent his servant to call those who was invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. A call have gone out. God have sent his disciples out, his preachers out, his witness out, the missionaries out to the wedding. There are those that I'm not coming. I'm not coming. But a call went out to come. Men are called by the preaching of the gospel and to the outward communion of the church of Christ to dwell with God in his glory. Hey, I want to dwell with God in his glory. The question tonight, are you making preparation to purchase your garment? Or do you already have your garment? Are you making preparation to get your garment? Or you already have your garment? Those are questions. Many are called by the preaching of the gospel. Many to dwell with God in his glory. Called to the feast, the marriage. Chosen to come to the feast. Righteousness, salvation. Predestinated, a predestination. Kingdom living. Kingdom of God. Individual invitation. And that was some come. I heard you was getting married. And I heard about the feast. I heard about the wedding. I wasn't able to get to the wedding, but I want to come to the reception. But you got to remember now the reception got names on the table or who been invited to the wedding and to the feast. So you just can't come just because you want to come. You have to be invited to come. That's why we didn't choose him. He chose us. Do you agree or do you disagree? We didn't choose him. He chose us. Do you agree or do you disagree? Only those who receive the invitation will be seated at the banquet or at the wedding of the Lamb of God. Because you got to have the right garment on. You remember you got an invitation. Invitations have gone out. Many have heard the invitation. There are many have refused the invitation. And there were many heard the call. And many refused the call. That whosoever will, now let him come. I just come on to the wedding. Come on. Then say, oh, don't worry about that. Come on just as you are and make sure you got your invitation. Come on to the wedding. Only those who receive the invitation will be seated. Some people will not only respond to God's call, but will take full hold of the salvation he offered in Christ. These are the ones who respond both. Both. External and eternal. These are they that respond to the call. External. Internal. Chosen. They will answer the call. They will answer to come external that they may be. You go get your job, the way you get a job interview. Let's use that. And they have 20 people come for one job. And you dress yourself according to the for the interview. Some people do it. Some people don't. Just be straight up about it. They just say come. They come anyway, any kind of way they feel like they want to come. But everything we do is being observed through a magnifying glass. And one person, one job, but many shows up for that job because the call went out. The call went out, but only one going to be chosen for that job. Some people going to, they'll say you overqualified. And some the criteria, you don't meet the criteria. And some going to be in the middle. And some going to come with no type of credential. But if it's been ordained, and if it has been predestined by God, that that person be chosen for that particular job, regardless of your potential, not good enough. It's whom God has chosen for that particular job and whom that employer choose for that job. And sometimes it's who you know and not your potential or your qualification. So that's a wedding, a royal wedding. Oh, there are all who, these are all who the Father have chosen in Christ. God have chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. God have chosen us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world to be holy. Uh-huh. Remember that. Holy and blameless. In whose sight? In the sight of the Lord. To be holy and blameless. Mm-hmm. To be holy and blameless. God have chosen. And that would be in Ephesians 1:14. God have chosen. 1 and 4, I'm sorry, forgive me. 1 and 4 have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in what? In love. So that's a certain way he wants us, and that's a garment right there. That's a garment right there. To be holy and without blame. You got to be blameless in his love. Mm-hmm. That's a garment. You got to have on the right garment. Do you agree or do you disagree? The Lord is preparing us to make sure we get the right garment on. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want us to think now. Because there's a wedding taking place. And a bride has to adore herself for her groomsmen. We got to make ourselves ready to meet the groom. We got to make ourselves ready for that day when he stand there and we got to come down that aisle with our dress on without any spots or wrinkles in that dress. And we got to present ourselves that day. We'll lose weight to be able to fit into that dress and get that waistline, won't we do? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we'll get this so we can make sure when we come down, because he's never seen us dressed like that before. Hey! Or make his eyes turn in his head. Or make him do a double take. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When you see that bride come down that aisle and being escorted to come down the aisle, and he's standing there and all in amazement. Oh, look at her come. Come. He said, come. Hey, he that has an ear, let us hear what the Spirit saying to the church. Come. Come. Mm-hmm. The call was made. The invitation was, there was some didn't answer. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you, we, may declare the praise of him who called you or us out of darkness into his wonderful light. Talk about 1 Peter 2:9. Do you agree or do you disagree? I am in agreement with what the words say now, because he said, now you were chosen. You're chosen people. But he said, not only are you a chosen people, but you're also royalty. Ah, no wonder a royalty wedding is being taken place. No wonder just a just not any kind of wedding, but just a royalty wedding, just a wedding of royalty, just a wedding that just no any and everybody can come to this royal wedding. You're chosen people. Though the call have gone out, there's some answer the call, external and internal. I'm going to answer this call. And I hope and pray he'll choose me to come a little bit further. Glory, that I may know him. Hey. In what? In his glory. That I may know him in his righteousness. That I may know him in his love. That I may know him in his mercy. That I may know him in long suffering. That I may know him in forgiveness. That I may know him in helping the homeless. That I may know him feeding those that are hungry. That I may know him in clothing those that without no clothes. That I may know him in taking care of the fatherless. That I may know him taking care of the widows. Oh, don't mention widows in the church. Where is the church in taking care of the widows? Not saying all. Let's know those that are fatherless. Oh, there's a wedding taking place. Oh, there's a wedding taking place. There's a lot of preparation going into the wedding. There's a lot of preparation going to this wedding. But he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous or wonderful light. That's what 1 Peter 2:9 told us. There's a wedding. And it is a royal wedding. Because you're royal priesthood. Royalty, just see yourself, royalty. Just see yourself. Just see yourself, the bride of Christ. And when you're the bride of Christ, when you marry it to your husband, man, you don't want to do anything to it, all the ways it is to please him. Ah, don't get it twisted, man. Likewise, that you do the things that please your wife. Mm-hmm. There's a wedding, and a lot of us do say until death do us part, but a lot of things depart us beside death. A lot of things, but this wedding is a royal wedding. We must put on the right garment. We must put on love, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. The blood got to be applied to our life. We got to have a tender heart. Mm-hmm. And these are things that got to go in the makeup for this year wedding. Uh-huh. There will be some of who tried to come without the right covering. Do you agree or do you disagree? Remember, that is a question. Do you agree or do you disagree? There will be some that will try to come without the right covering of the blood of Jesus Christ for their sin or inadequate clothing and will be sick into outer darkness. Why? You don't have on the right garment. You got to have on the right garment. Because there is a royal wedding. We got to have the right garment. Well, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I teach in your name? Didn't I cast out devils in your name? Did I prophesy in your name? Did I do mighty and great works in your name? Did I call fire from heaven in your name? Yes. I did not do it in the name of Jesus, yes. But your garment was spots, had spots on it. Your heart was full of iniquity. Your mind was never transformed. Could not forgive. You could not love in spite of. You could not tell the truth or accept truth. That truth will make you free when you accept it. Oh, a lot of good at telling others, but it's hard for us to accept ourselves because some of us don't want to see ourselves. Now, you can remember, we are putting on a garment now because we're getting ready for this royal wedding. Mm-hmm. A royal wedding is taking place. And you got to make sure. We got to make sure. I got to make sure I have on the right garment. I got to have the right covering to enter into this here marriage, into this wedding. I can't have my man on the side. I can't have my boyfriend on the side or my girlfriend on the side or my woman on the side or two or three. I got to get rid of those things. Because I'm getting married now, and I got to get myself together. Well, I was calling you, honey. I just called to check to see how you was doing. I know it's been a long time since we talked, but you didn't know. I saw you at the mall the other day, and I noticed you lost pretty good bit of weight. And, girl, you was looking fine. So, girl, I'm telling you, you looked so good that if like gravy, if I had a biscuit, I just would be able to suck that biscuit, just eat it. You're looking so good to me. And it took me back down memory lane. And I noticed, you know, you didn't have to change your number. And I decided I better give you a call and see, do you want to hang out with me tonight? Mm-hmm. Now, trust me, they don't got the news that you're getting married. But they want to see, are you faithful? Hey, to your boat. Mm-hmm. And so they make that call, and not just that one. Then there's another one that decide they'll call because they remember the old you. They remember the old thing. They remember, and they don't want you to forget also the things that you once done or the things that you once participated in. But see, since that time you heard the call, and now you're making yourself ready. Oh, because you feel like that you're gonna be chosen for this wedding, and you know you just can't do no end and everything to be a bride. You got to get some things together. You got to get some stuff straightened out. Do you agree or do you disagree? Because this is a royal wedding. And they just, girl, I was checking you out. Oh, you so fine. I think you're finer now than you were then. Can I come over? Well, I don't know if you heard or not, but if you're thinking about the past, you could forget that because I'm getting married. As a matter of fact, I'm getting married in a week. And you wouldn't know where on my mind. And I'm just not marrying just no any person. I'm marrying in royalty. And by the way, if you think I was the same one that from 10 years ago, hey, I hate to bust your bubble. But those things, I forget those things that are behind me. Because that is in my past. Now, if you care to stay there, that's your business. But see, I moved on. Oh, just in case you didn't hear that, I'm glad you called me so I could tell you. I have moved on to big and better and greater. If I wasn't good enough for you then, I'm definitely not good enough for you now. Because I found me somebody that loved me beyond me. And I found me somebody that was stressing me when I was weak. Hey! I found me somebody when my self-esteem was low, he helped build it up. I found me somebody have eyes only for me. And I found me somebody when the bills need paying and then need me in destitute. But he said, I love you so much. Whatever your needs are, I am here to take care. Because, woman, you're going to be my wife. And I'm going to marry you. So don't think that you're taking anything from me. I'm freely offering you my help because this is what a husband does. So I can't wait just to get to we do the filing or signing the paper. A husband got to step in the role of a husband, also like a wife. When she takes that mindset that she been asked, stepped into the role. And all she don't know, she will see why counseling. Do you agree or do you disagree? I bless your name tonight, Father. Because I'm a marriage, you don't enter into it lightly. Mm-mm. You just got to take time and make yourself ready. Sometimes you get cold feet. But you say, Lord, I started out with you, and I got to see what the end going to be. Now, Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Yes, yes, I will. My soul shall exalt in my God. For he has clothed me with the robe, look at that, of righteousness. Got to get the garment right. As a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress. As a bride adores herself with her jewelry. Yes, with her jewelry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Got to get that heart right. So tonight, the call's being made, but there's a hand picking also, choosing, because heaven's the number. John saw another number that no man could count. The bridegroom called. We got to make ourselves ready. Mm-hmm. Because we don't want to stand before him and he tells us to depart. He said, I'm not going to marry you. No. But honey, why? No, your heart never did change fully towards me. Because I heard, and not only did I am persuaded to believe what I heard, because it was described to me what type of clothes you had on. And I know when we left each other, you were going straight home, but you made a detour. Now your garment got spots on it because you met up with your past. You had to have one more cream with that past. This a royal wedding now. Now when you just go into a royal wedding, every eyes is on you. Every eye is on you. Even when you think there's no eye, it's on you. Mm-hmm. But this just not no ordinary wedding. Now my garment is spotted. Now I got spots on my garment. Now this expensive dress been bought. Now he tell me he's not going to marry. I made a bad decision. I let something whisper in my ear. And I was distracted from keeping my eyes on the prize. And after all that hard work I done, and I made one mistake, and now you tell me you're not going to marry me? Well, and you tell me I did all that praying, all that preaching, all that teaching, and you tell me that I can't come in? I can't come into your glory? I can't come into your kingdom? Because your garment is spotted. Your heart is full of iniquity. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven. Just because many can prophesy, cast out demons in Jesus' name, and do mighty works in his name, and then will the Lord declare to them, Look, I never knew you. I never knew you. Why? Because your work was lawless. 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 So I want you to depart from me. Because you do work of evil. You do work of iniquity. Your heart has not been changed. Do you agree? Or do you disagree? Are we making ready for the wedding? I told you I wasn't going to hold you long. There's a wedding going on. There's a wedding. We're talking about a bride. See yourself making ready for your husband, man. See yourself. And us that's married, see yourself doing an extra little thing to even spike your wedding up. Do you agree or do you disagree? You got to spike your wedding up. You got to pull out the candlelight sometimes. You got to sit down and pull out the candle. Sometimes in the marriage, you got to pull out a special garment. You got to pull out, take off those gowns or PJs that got holes in them. You got to do something to spike it up. His head to turn and notice you. Then he can tell you, man, woman, I still only have eyes just for you. Yes, sir. And the Lord said, I have eyes just for you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have eyes, and I only got my eyes cast up on you. You don't have to worry about my head turning to and fro, looking here and there, because I got my eyes just on you. Just on you. I don't care if it comes fine as wine. My eyes is on you. Why do you want to marry me? I'm broken. Hey! I don't have anything. I'm a woman of scum. I don't have anything to offer you. I only wanted your heart. I have nothing to offer you but my I don't have nothing else to offer but myself. That's all I've been after all the time was just you. I've never been after what you have. I want you. That I can pour into you. That I can make you better than where I found you. Uh-huh. I'm the one got to provide for you. And when you come to me wholeheartedly, when you give yourself to me wholeheartedly, when you can just give me you, that's all I want. I want you. And when you can say, I give myself away. I give myself away. I give myself only to you. That's all I want. I've been chasing after you. For a long time. And I've been noticing you for a long time. And in you. But I need you to take a little time to see what's in you. That is great, marvelous, wonderful, joyful, peaceful, tender. I see a heart full of love. And it just ready. And blossom. And I see such a sweetness in you. Through all my brokenness? Yes, through all of your brokenness. So, you can see that part. I can see beyond. See, you stand where you broke at, and that's what I look at. Because your heart right now. And I want to mend that brokenness. I want to be the one to mend that. I want to be the one to strengthen you. And I want to be the one that cover you. And I want to spread my skirt over you. I want to cover you. Hey! In my blood. I want to be all that and more to you. Because, see, I want to give you a royal wedding. You do? I really want to give you a royal wedding. One that'll blow your mind. And all that other, every other woman will marvel it. But I want you to be jealous, baby. Because look at here. I'm so great. And no jealousy. Anyone that come to me, whosoever will, let him come. And I take him in. But I choose those that going to come in my kingdom. That's my choosing. Anyone just can't come to this wedding. Anyone just cannot enter into my kingdom. Anyone just cannot sit in that royal seat. Anyone just cannot put on the head. They got to be chosen for this. And I chose you. Jesus chosen you tonight. He has chosen us in our broke place, our hurting place, and our distraught place, our downtrodden place. Jesus has chosen tonight that whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. Freely. Whosoever will, let him come. It doesn't matter. It's a royal wedding, and he opened the door because he's seeking that bride. And he choosing. He chooses, handpicking. So whosoever will, let him, chosen us tonight. And we have been called to a holy call. We have been chosen and ordained before the foundation of the world. It's by his choosing, not ours, not ours, that enter us to boast. It's his thing, not by work. That's why it says, have I prophesied? Have I done this? Have I done that? Yeah, you're going to do some work that enter us to boast. Because all you've done, all your righteousness that you live, is just like filthy rags. They enter us to boast. Because the work got to be of him and not of ourselves. And I bless the name of the Lord for you tonight. I thank God for your patience. I thank God for the time that you've given. And I thank God for your hearing tonight. And I pray that he that has an ear, let us all hear what the Spirit has said unto our church tonight. And that our ears be attentive unto the call. Let our ears be attentive and be sensitive unto his Spirit. Because he's calling, come. Come. Come up here. Come, come, come. Come on, come on. He's calling. He's calling. And he's choosing, come. Anybody just can't come. But I'm choosing tonight, and I have chosen you for this night, for this special bridegroom said, come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Now, the question was asked, do you agree or do you disagree? And whatever you agree and disagree with, tell me what it was you agree and disagree. I was asking questions. Do you still remember the question? Are there anyone there tonight? You can come over. It's okay. Are you making ready? Or do you have your garment all ready? Are there anyone that need to get the blood applied? There anyone tonight? So everybody got the garment on. Bless the name of the Lord. I love it when everybody got the garment on. And I thanks be to God there's no spots on those garments because we've been chosen. We've been chosen. And the word of God can wash us, cleanse us, purge us, not from some, but from all unrighteousness. Because the bridegroom coming. The bridegroom coming. And he choosing, he choosing. I praise God once again. We magnify the name of the Lord. All is well. All is well. Are there anyone on the other side? Bless the name of the Lord, saints. All is well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
all
is.
All is well.
All is well.
Praise the name of the Lord. We thank and we praise God for all is well tonight. All is well. We praise God for you. We praise God for your time. We praise God for you. We pray that God give you sweet sleep. And Minister Bradley going to come and give you the number where you can, if you would like a copy, you can get a copy. And she's going to come and give you the number. Even if you would like to do a donation unto this ministry, she will give you that information as well. In the name of Jesus, we thank God once again. And we pray that the Lord will shine upon you. We pray that you'll be continue blessed. We pray that you continue to be strengthened. We pray that God will bless your going out and your coming in. We pray that God will bless the work of your hand and wherever your feet thread, that it'll be blessed. We pray that God himself will encamp round about you, send his angels to encamp round and about you, and keep you in all of your ways. We pray that God will meet and supply every need, and that God will sustain and keep you from falling in the name of Jesus. We pray that God will send the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ to destroy every yoke in your life. We pray that God will raise you up for such a time in which we live, that we will be a voice and that we will be disciples of other disciples, that we will be a disciple of those that will love God with his whole heart and give themselves whole unto him. We pray that your children be healthy. We pray that your household be healthy. We pray that your marriage be healthy. We pray that your children at school will be healthy. We pray on your job you'll be healthy in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that every need be supplied in the name of Jesus. We pray that you be healed from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that God will bind up the will of the enemy on your behalf. That God will rebuke the devil for your sake. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the joy of the Lord is your strength. We pray that God's word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. We pray, we pray that God will create within all of us a clean heart and that he will renew within all of us a right spirit. We pray God would cleanse us, that God, that he'll iron out the wrinkles of our garments, and that he will bleach out the spots that will make us ready for our bridegroom. Hey! That we don't want to be like the parable of the five foolish and five wise. We pray that we have enough oil, enough strength. We pray we have enough character. We have enough moral. We have enough truth. We have enough righteousness. Go all the way down on the inside of us. Ah, my God. Jesus, that we'll make ourselves ready for the coming of the Lord, that we'll be able to enter into his kingdom and enter into his rest. That he don't have to say unto us that depart from me, for I know you not, for you workers of iniquity. I pray that God that we have cleaned our hands, wash our hands of any blood stain in the name of Jesus. And that I pray that we will forgive all trespassers and all those that have trespassed against us. I pray that we'll love God with all our heart and everything that is within us, all our strength, that we will open up and let him come in, that we may be full of him. In the name of Jesus, we pray that salvation will visit our home, our children, wherever they may be, every prison, all over the world. White house, your house, my house, those that don't have a house, wherever you may be, we pray that the Lord will rain down a blessing upon us. As he allows to see new mercy in the morning, that is a blessing. We pray that each of you all, that God will be done in your life.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that doors will be opened on your behalf. We pray that God will grant you your heart desire. Situation that just because you're in it, you don't have to allow your mind and your heart to sink and your spirit to fall because he's seeing you through them. He's carrying you through. We pray that God would be light in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that God would be God, him that amend the brokenness. And we pray that God would build us from the inside out, that God would touch the hearts of us to be a blessing and a help to those that are without. We pray that when we meet others, we pray that when we see others, that we'll be careful for nothing. We pray that when we encounter others, that we'll be careful, that we may be entertained of angels unaware. We pray that we would attend in our ears and our heart, be tuned in to the spirit of the most holy and righteous God. We pray that when men and women look up on us, girls and boys, that they can see the light of Jesus Christ shining through us. And his glory, hallelujah, hey, resting up on us. Oh, that they will say, I want your God to be my God. In the name of Jesus, my prayers, our prayers, that God will hold you up and all that you commit into his hand. And he is able to keep us from falling. Pray to the will of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. And I pray that he covers all with the blood of Jesus, and that he hide us all behind his cross, that he bind up the will of the enemy, that he prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. And yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear no evil. For he, thou with us, thy rod and thy staff comforts us. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you. In the name of Jesus, that's my prayer. God bless you. Minister Bradley. Minister
praise
Bradley.
Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a royal interpretation that has been rolled out for us on tonight. Glory to God. Be prepared for this royal wedding. Amen. And it was, glory to God, so well put together. Glory to God, that even as you begin to think about royalty, earthly royalty, and the things that are required and the things that, amen, you have to go through in even preparing for a natural wedding, but elevated that scenario to a royal sense, to a royal scenario. And then from there, glory be to God, just elevated it to kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. It just elevated it to kingdom. Amen. And I tell you, glory to God, I agree. Amen. I agree, glory to God, with everything that was said. Glory to God, the way that it was rolled out to us, so plain. People of God, that a fool couldn't even error. So plain, glory to God, that you could see yourself in every respect. And I just thank God for it. Showed us even how, amen, if we're not prepared, what we need to do to get prepared. Amen. There's no need, glory to God, for any to be left behind. Amen. Glory to God, there's no need for any to be left behind. There's no need for our garments to be spotted. Glory be to God. But the Lord, amen, Jesus, he is already, glory to God, is in the book. He's already written. It's already there. And we thank the Lord tonight for the woman of God. Thank you, woman of God, for coming on tonight. Glory to God, showing us, glory to God, that there is a royal wedding. There is a call, and there is a choosing. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for this word on tonight. We thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for those of you that are preparing. Amen. We pray that we're all preparing, glory to God, that we're all preparing to be ready, amen, for the Lord's return. Amen. That's what it's all about, people of God. That's what it's all about. And we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss this call. We don't want to miss this opportunity, glory to God, this opportunity to get it right, this opportunity to check our garments, this opportunity, glory to God, hallelujah, to check the order, this opportunity, glory be to God, to make sure that we're standing in the holy place. Amen. Glory to God that as he return or when he return, glory to God, we won't be one of those crying, Lord, Lord, amen. Did I not do this? And did I not do that? Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to be ready. And we thank God for the word, his word such as this that comes to help us to be ready. Glory to God. To help us to check ourselves. Amen. To help us to check our attitudes. To help us, people of God, glory to God, to really see where we stand. Amen. So we thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Amen. Such a beautiful word. It was such a beautiful word on tonight. Amen. To really, again, help us to examine ourselves. Amen. It was beautiful. I thoroughly enjoyed it on tonight, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. People of God, I encourage you. We would like to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Get a copy and listen at it again. Amen. Some of the things that she said, glory to God, amen, it just kind of made you smile. Amen. Glory to God. But listen, it was right. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. She put it out there. Glory to God. She put it out there like it is. Amen. Because, listen, when we get prepared for a royal wedding, glory to God, even, glory to God, a wedding here on earth, timing is everything. Everything that you do is so calculated. Everything that you do, amen, Jesus. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll find yourself, glory to God, being left behind. And we don't want to be left behind. Amen. We don't want to be left behind. It work goes into it. I actually attended a wedding reception this weekend, and I looked at how everything was so beautiful. But people of God, it was so beautiful, but there was so much work that went into it. There was so much work that went into the planning of this beautiful ceremony. And it's going to take work. It's going to take work, people. Shabu. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. It's going to take work. But the word of God said that the righteous would scarcely. Listen, you won't be walking up in there. Glory be to God. Nah. You won't just be walking up in there, amen, taking your seat, amen, Jesus. For if the righteous would scarcely make it in, glory be to God. Where would be the ungodly? Where would be those that, amen, Jesus, have not had such a word of warning? Where would those be, glory to God, that don't know, amen, the order, don't know the order for this royal wedding, for this royal return of our King. Glory be to God. But even in this, glory to God, we got to check ourselves. This word came, and it was so beautiful, but it was so serious. Serious. Glory to God. But we thank the Lord on tonight, woman of God. We thank God for you for taking out time, amen, Ollie's hour, sharing those nuggets. Sharing those nuggets that we can look at ourselves, we can examine ourselves, amen. Glory to God, that looking glass set right there before us so that we can look at ourselves, amen. That's part of it too, glory to God, that when you get your garment on, you got to see how it fits. You got to see how it fits, people of God. Glory to God, do you have to tuck a little bit here, tuck a little bit there, take a little bit out here, take a little bit out there. Glory to God, amen, and listen, even as the word came, sometimes you just have to change your whole garment. The woman of God talked about how that garment is on the lock and key before the wedding. That was serious. That garment is under lock and key. Nobody can lay eyes on it. Glory be to God, but the one to whom it is due. Amen. That's serious. That's serious. People of God, that's serious. And that garment did not go under lock and key until it was ready. Until that bride was sure, amen, that it fitted all the right places. And yes, this is what we got to do. And this is what this word comes for, to make sure that our garments are fitting in all the right places. Amen. Beautiful word on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, we do encourage you to get a copy. Amen. Get a copy of this word on tonight. People of God, as always, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. But we want you to get it. Amen. We want you to get it, and we want you to send it. Amen. Send it out to a couple of people. Amen. Send this word out to a couple of people so that someone else can be prepared. Listen, we don't want to just be prepared ourselves, glory to God, but we want others to be prepared, others that may not have this platform to get prepared, glory to God. But we got it, and we're here, glory to God. We received it, so let's send it. Amen. We're sending this broadcast directly to your phone. Again, it's absolutely free. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers, amen, because we want you to listen at this broadcast again. And that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Perhaps you came in a little late, amen, or whatever, or you, as the time allowed that you were able to come in. You got to get it. You got to get this broadcast and listen to it all the way through. Amen. For those that are listening in other countries, glory to God, you may as well get a copy of the broadcast. That number is 678-608-7234. And you can text us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. 3-4, WhatsApp, amen. You can certainly get a copy, amen. Jesus will send it to you. Also, don't forget, you can go out on our Facebook page, and you can listen to it. Just click on the link. That Facebook page is the Prayer News Network, Prayer News Network, PNN. You can go out and click, and you can listen to any of our broadcasts at any time, amen. We realize that there's a large listening audience, amen, that are usually catching us after the broadcast, but nevertheless, they're listening, amen. Nevertheless, they're listening, amen. And that's one way that our reachability is so great, because we're reaching into other countries, because a lot of people are as well going out on our Facebook page as well as listening via the radio, via our blog radio. But either way, we want to thank God for you. And again, we want to encourage you to get a copy. You can get a copy on our Facebook page. We encourage you to tag somebody. Amen. Just tag somebody. Just let them listen. Amen. Listen, it's a virtual track. Amen. They may not listen when you send it right to them. Glory to God. But when it's time and when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon them, they will listen, and it will be, people of God, the right time. Amen? But we just want to be sure to do our part and send it or tag someone or share it. Glory to God. Share the link. Amen? Share the link. You may not want to share it on anyone's page, but you can certainly share it in their inbox. Amen? Share it in their inbox where it really counts. Amen? But God bless you again on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ollie, woman of God. We appreciate you so much on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to speak a blessing over you and over your life. Amen. And over your ministry. Glory to God. And all that the Lord will continue to do in your life. Glory be to God. We pray that the Lord will cover and shield you now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that he will breathe afresh upon you in the precious name of Jesus, that he will breathe upon you. He will breathe upon the ministry that he's placed within you. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that your every need will be met in the precious name of Jesus. We pray his divine covering, his divine protection for you. Glory to God, for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren and your great, great, great grandchildren. Amen. For generations to come. Glory to God, we pray the perpetual blessings of the Lord will be with you to keep you and to sustain you. We pray on tonight that the Lord would open unto you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain unto your land, and that he would bless the works of your hand in all that you do. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you now. We pray God's blessings. We pray his anointing upon you. We pray, glory be to God, your ministry, that it will grow in exponential growth in the precious name of Jesus, that the Lord will continue to lead, guide, and direct you in all that you do and in all that you say. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray. We do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We declare there shall be no retaliation in the name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that the Lord will bless you, that he will keep you, that he will cover you in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen. Amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
Thank
glory
you,
be to God, woman of God. We're going to turn it back over to you. Glory to God, we know that you've already blessed the line, amen, and we thank God for you. Thank God for that. Again, we just wanted to thank you for the word on tonight, amen. It was certainly food to our souls, amen. But we're going to turn it back over to you, glory to God, for last words, amen. Anything else that you, amen, would like to share? But people of God, we want to invite you to come back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Come be with us on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come, come, come. Amen. There's yet another blessing waiting for you. God bless you. Glory to God, Minister Ali. Glory to God, you have the platform.
God bless each of you all tonight. God be with you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God continue to bless and keep you, and God continue to bless the work of your hand and your family in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you all once again for tuning in. We thank and we praise God for your endeavors to always have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to your church. Bride of Christ, the groom is on his way. And we just thank and we praise God tonight that, hey, girl, put on those whole gowns and PJs. You got your husband, go in that closet or go in that drawer and pull out your negligee. Make yourself ready for your husband, man. That's my prayer for you all. I love you. God bless you, God, together again. Good night, and good night. Blessings on you.
God bless you. God bless you, people of God. We will see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.